from Mr. Turpin's statement. He brought you a report from the state of Washington on how much percentage of the cost of maintaining road cars and trucks paid. I don't dispute his statement. The only thing was that he used state, county, and local roads as the state of Washington, not the interstate highways. In Alaska, we have practically only interstate highways. So the comparison would not be true for that reason. The interstate highways throughout the United States since 1954 has made so much profit off of their taxes that they took money from the interstate highway fund to build the bike trails and became made them mandatory. Trucks more than pay their way on a highway.
All right, thank you very much for your statement. Is there anyone else in the audience who cares to make any comments?
Madam Chairman, my name is Dennis Jones. I'm a
Yes,
I have just a couple of questions. And I'm not quite sure how to phrase the one. Through the understanding, the Seaway's in pretty bad financial shape. And I would like to know if there's anything to keep the Railroad Corporation from, say if Seaway owes them money, keep them taking stock of them and ending up with ownership of a failing large one. It's a rumor that that could happen or might happen, or that they're going to push it to the legislature. And I'm like a lot of people, I don't feel the railroad's making money, and I damn sure don't want a sinking barge line added on top of it. And if it's not a possibility, I'd like to know about it. If it is, I'd like to know about it.
Dennis, we'll research that. I have a few ideas running through my mind, but I'm not sure their accuracy as to what the corporation can do in that aspect. Mr. Witt, would you like to, it seems to me that they're prohibited from owning, are you not?
Well, that would call for diversification of services, which would require board approval and would have to be reported to the legislature. So there would be some oversight there.
Yeah,
okay,
very
that was my question. Is there something you could do about it to stop it before it happened, or
yeah, very
approve
definitely.
It before it happened?
Yeah, there was something in ARCA that I was remembering, but I couldn't exactly.
There's a report requirement.
Report requirement. The legislature therefore would be knowledgeable before the act happened, correct?
The railroad diversifying the services.
Right.
To report that to the legislature.
Good answer that question. The next question.
Thank you.
To me, and I don't know if anybody can even answer it or if they will. We've had a lot of testimony today from the employees of the Alaska Railroad. None of them seem to be happy. And from the past history of what's been going on in this state in the last few years, a lot of the employee unrest can be caused, or say has been caused by an attorney that's been hired by several firms. And he now, according to the newspaper, works for the Alaska Railroad. And that's Mr. Thomas Owens. And I would like to know who authorized hiring the man, if that's possible to be answered to me.
Would anyone from the railroad care to answer that question?
The question was, who authorized
hiring Tom Owens to be a railroad
Owens.
Attorney? Because I directly relate that to the problems with the employees.
I think if you were closer to the issue, I don't think that is the case. To answer your first question, though, the Alaska Railroad Corporation Act made allowance for the National Railroad to retain counsel to serve as its lawyer in case that faced litigation-wise or legal advice. My personal thought on it is I think Mr. Owens is doing a good job, and I don't think
I didn't ask you. The question was who hired you, and that's all I want to know.
I mean, which individual was
who hired Mr. Owens?
He was hired by the management of the corporation. Do you want specific names?
Yes, I would.
At the time that he was hired, the Attorney General's office was providing legal services to the corporation. At the same time, there was a need for labor services.
I'm not asking why or when. I want to know who. That's all I have. And beyond that, I have no more questions.
I think Mr. Owens was recommended labor counsel, was recommended by the Attorney General's office.
I didn't ask who recommended him. I asked who hired him.
Okay. The contract itself.
This is the same thing we went through a while ago. You beat around the bush all day. My only question was, who hired the man? And that's just from my personal knowledge.
Well, I signed the contract. There's a contract with Mr. Owen's office. If you want to say that I hired it, technically I hired it.
Well, I think the buck stops with me.
That's what I wanted to know.
I either approve or disapprove. I approve the hiring.
That's my question.
All right. Thank you for your comments. Do we have any further comments from the audience? Any further questions from the committee? Representative Penalberry?
For Mike Davis in Fairbanks, Mike, on its way to you is a brown booklet that is called the Alaska Railroad Caboose Issue that UTU provided to us, and because of the hearings you held on the hazardous substance issue, in one of the back sections of that book, it has some fascinating statistics about the number of loads of hazardous substances going back and forth on the railroad, and I just call that to your attention because I know you're interested in it.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
Do we have any further comments, any further statements from anyone for this committee, present time? If not, then we will declare the committee meeting closed. And we would like to express the fact that the Transportation Committee has staff year-round in Juneau. We would appreciate you getting in touch with us. The address is Capitol Building 128, Couch B, Juneau 99811. And at any time you wish to telephone, the phone number is 465-4858. And there will be a member of staff present, unless they're out to the library or doing research somewhere else. In that case, you get an answering machine. And we would particularly appreciate all the input from anyone at any time. It is extremely difficult to sit in a committee and try to decide something if you don't have input. And so consequently, this is what we ask for, and we ask it from anybody that has a interest into transportation in the state of Alaska. That's the House philosophy, House Transportation's philosophy, committee's philosophy, and hopefully you'll all understand that we are open two remarks, two letters, to phone calls, whatever input we can get so that we can more readily discuss and attempt to make decisions that we have to make. I'd like to thank all of you for attending today. I think we have come a long way and have learned a great deal. So I do appreciate everybody's presence and their input. At this time, then, I will declare at 4:45, the meeting of the Transportation Committee, House Transportation Committee, adjourned.
Well, thanks, Betty. Good fun.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you very much, Mike, and we'll see you.
Larry?
It was merely a year-end meeting of the committee, and it had a boomerang on it, so on and so forth. So it wasn't set up actually as a public hearing. So we did.
It's all yours.
So we're out. We're really happy to do it.
Thank you. I definitely need a copy of that. Can I? Okay.
But
you have. Where's the initiative? Oh, she has. Okay, good. I need a copy of that. Okay, great. Thank you.
That would make it that somebody could
I'm going to
If you do have that, Mark, would you ever have that?
Yeah, I
wander around the road, yeah, I'd send it to you.